Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
The book of Genesis, first book in the Bible, has been called the Book of Beginnings. The beginning of time, as God created the heavens and the earth, in just 6 days, a world of perfection, a world of harmony, a world of beauty, a world without sin. And Genesis is also the beginning of the creation of humanity, as God created the first man and woman, who were called Adam and Eve. And the man was created from the dust of the earth, while the woman was created from the flesh and bone of the man. But it is also in the book of Genesis that we see the beginning of sin, the beginning of disobedience against God. We see how Adam and Eve rebelled against the word of the Lord, how they rebelled against their Creator. And so they were driven from the paradise that He had created for them in the Garden of Eden. But as we come to Genesis chapter 4, we also see the beginning of many other things. Things that are still with us today. We see the first birth, as Eve gave birth to two sons. First to Cain, and then to his brother Abel. So we see the beginning of the first family on this earth. But we also see the beginning of the first family crisis. The first murder in that family. And for the first time, we see the contrast between true worship and false worship. So, as we come to Genesis chapter 4, for the first time, we get a picture of the character and of the conduct of an unbeliever. Of a man who was religious, but a man who was not brokenhearted over his sin. A man who was hard-hearted in his self-righteousness and in his hypocrisy and in his false religion. And those people are still with us today, aren't they? In fact, they are all around us. And Genesis chapter 4 is really the story of this unbeliever. The story of Cain. In fact, his name is mentioned 14 times in this chapter. It is the story of a man, it says in 1 John 3:12, who was under the influence of the evil one. A man who was being led around by Satan. A portrait of the first unbeliever. But as with many other stories, this story in Genesis chapter 4 begins with hope. It begins with joy. It begins with the birth of a child. It begins with the expectation of something good. It begins with the hope that God would fulfill the promise that He had made in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, to bring forth a man who would crush the head of Satan. But that hope, at least in this child, did not last very long. So now it says in verse 1, the man who was named Adam, had relations with his wife, who was named Eve. Yadesh, in Hebrew. He had an intimate relationship with her, both physically and emotionally. And as a result, she conceived a child within her womb, and she gave birth to a son, to the first child born in this world, whom they named Cain, Cain in Hebrew, which means one who has been formed, one who has been made by them. And so Eve said, I have gotten a man-child, Ish in Hebrew, which can be translated as a son. I have gotten a son with the help of the Lord. He's a gift from God. For only God can give life where there is no life. And could this be the one? Could this be the one who will fulfill the word of the Lord? His promise to rescue us from the power of the enemy? And again, it says in verse 2, Eve conceived and she gave birth to another son, to the brother of Cain, whom they named Abel, Yada in Hebrew, which means a mere breath. As it says in Psalm 144, verse 4, man is like a mere breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Life is short. Our days are like a breath because our sin brings death to all of us. And who better than Adam and Eve would have understood that? They would have lived forever in the Garden of Eden if it had not been for their sin. And I'm confident that they shared their experience, that they shared their insight and their wisdom, that they shared their failure with their two sons as they were growing up, teaching them that to obey God, to obey His word, was to be their primary goal in life. And so, as they grew up, we are told, Abel became a keeper of flocks, keeper of small cattle and of sheep and of goats. He was a keeper, Raah. In Hebrew, he was a shepherd. But Cain, it says, became a tiller of the ground, Ahad in Hebrew. He worked the soil. He was a farmer. Well, both of those vocations are honorable and they are essential. But it is not in their vocations that we are given any understanding concerning their character, but it is in their worship where their character is revealed. Perhaps there's a lesson there for us. Perhaps our character is revealed in the way that we worship. And as part of their worship at that time, they were to make animal sacrifices, instruction that would have been given to them by God and given as a reminder of that animal that needed to be killed in order to cover the sin and to cover the shame of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. A reminder that all of the descendants of Adam and Eve, including all of us, are sinners, and that we all need a life to be sacrificed for us. A picture of the sacrifice that was to come. A picture of the Messiah. A picture of Jesus Christ, who is the Lamb of God and who would save us from our sin. And so Cain and Abel knew what to do. The question is, what would they do? So, we're told in verse 3 that it came about in the course of time, at some point in their lives, that Cain brought an offering to the Lord. He came to worship. Minha in Hebrew. He brought a gift. He brought a sacrifice. But he didn't bring the right gift. He didn't bring an animal sacrifice. Instead, he brought the fruit of the ground. He brought some of the produce that he had planted and that he had cultivated and that he had harvested, probably with great labor. It was all about his accomplishments, wasn't it? It was all about him. It was not about his need for someone to pay for his sin. So here we see the first example of false worship. We see the first example of false religion. And so it is with all false religion, even to this day. People want to worship a god of their own imagination. And they want to worship him in their own way. And not according to God's way. Not according to who he is. Like many people today, Cain ignored the word of God. But, it says in verse 4, Abel, on his part, followed the word of the Lord, and so he brought of the firstlings of his flock, Behor in Hebrew. He brought the firstborn, not knowing if there would be any more born. He trusted God. He made that sacrifice by faith. And so he sacrificed those animals on an altar and he offered their fat portions to the Lord. He gave the best of the best to God. He gave it first. And the writer points out in verse 4 that the Lord had regard for Abel, Shah in Hebrew. He looked with pleasure upon him. The Lord saw the attitude of his heart. God looks at our heart, doesn't he? We're told that in 1 Samuel 16:7. A heart that is broken over our sin against him. A heart that seeks to love him, to worship him, and to obey him above all else. And it says that the Lord also looked with pleasure, not only on him, but he looked with pleasure on his offering. Abel worshiped God according to what God required of him. But on the other hand, says in verse 5, for Cain and for his offering, God had no regard. Cain and his gift were unacceptable to God. Cain did not want to please the Lord. Wanted to please himself, didn't he? His heart was full of pride. His heart was hardened. Had become hardened because of his sin and because of his rebellion against God. And how do we know that? Because we're told in verse 5, instead of falling on the ground, falling on his face before the Lord in repentance and in tears, looking to make things right with God, did he do that? No. It says that he became very angry. Harach. In Hebrew, he burned with rage and his countenance fell. Panem in Hebrew. You could see the anger on his face. He was furious with God. He was angry with the truth because he had an evil spirit of wickedness and of discontent and of rebellion within him. He was not heartbroken over his sin, but instead he was hard-hearted towards God. And today, we live in the world of Cain. The people of this world resist the truth of Christ. They reject him and his offer of salvation, his offer of forgiveness for their sin. They do not seek to please him, but they seek to please themselves. And so they reject the truth of the word of God. And they hate those who seek to worship in spirit and in truth. May we who belong to Christ Jesus, our Lord, be a little more like Abel and continue to seek to be pleasing to him. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.